The American Football Coach
Marcus Thomas quietly takes care of business on the field for the Broncos, but Monday he was recognized for his work off the field, and a pretty big honor. The Denver FBI Division awarded Thomas the FBI's Director Award for exceptional service in the public interest.
It is my honor on behalf of the Director of the FBI to present Mr. Thomas with the Exceptional Service in the Public Interest Award from the Director. I can't say enough for what he has done and what he is doing to help this community. Marcus, you step up, please.
Thank you very much.
So why did Thomas receive such an award? Well, because he's helping the American Football Coaches Association and the FBI National ID Program by donating 56,000 kindergarten ID kits for the entire state of Colorado, in hopes parents will collect data from their children to keep in case of an abduction. The information collected will help authorities with physical characteristics of the child while investigating.
About a year ago, I had an opportunity to meet Marcus Thomas. Marcus was a rookie with the Denver Broncos. His agent called me and asked, was there any way that Marcus could help work with kids in our program? And basically, he was a godsend.
Basically, it started back before he was drafted. I was given an opportunity to go to a bowl game, the Texas vs. Nation Bowl, and the coaches that runs program. Well, you know, that's what they do, you know. So they had a couple of guys speaking about the child ID program and everything, and I was saying in my head, if I make it to the league, you know, given another opportunity to get to the NFL, that's how I want to give back, man.
There in support of the award was Colorado Governor Bill Ritter, who said with the current economy, the contributions of Thomas was critical for the National Child Identification Program.
There is a definite need for this type of a service. It certainly helps keep our children safe. We are in a tough economy, and this is something that a nonprofit might typically do, but that activity is probably not going to be funded by a nonprofit because of how they're struggling, just like everyone else in the economy. So the fact that we're stepping up to do this, even in troubled times, speaks volumes about the commitment.
It was a fulfilling day for Thomas, who said it was great to be able to give back.
Yeah, it feels good, man. You know, just basically from everything that's going on, I mean, I feel like I keep getting chances, you know, and opportunities, you know, to do good things. And I mean, with all the negative things that went on, and I still have a chance to go and do something positive, I mean, that's all I want to do, you know. Just as long as I'm in the NFL, I want to just keep giving back.
I think that it's easy to look at the media recently and see examples of athletes and their off-field activities and see things that may not paint those guys in the best possible light. This is a great opportunity for us to recognize an athlete who is doing a good thing for his community and doing a great thing for his community, making a significant commitment on behalf of his community. And I know that that here in this office, here in this state, and in this division of the FBI, we greatly appreciate Mr. Thomas's efforts on this.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.